Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself in. I pray that you're leaning on Jesus. We just celebrated resurrection weekend. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? He is alive. He rises up every morning when you wake up. So you bring his spirit to the streets. You bring it to the job. You take him wherever you go. He's already there, but is exhibited through you. So let him use you continuously all the days of the year. Not just as they say, Easter. Man, don't get started. Pastor Jackson, God bless you. Come on in, man, and open us up with prayer.
Man, God done had you on fire. Ever since I talked to you today, you know, okay. Glory to God. We're going to take a few minutes, We're going to take a few seconds to humble ourselves before we go to the throne of grace, before we go to the throne of God in prayer. Let us take a few seconds to humble ourselves. Jesus. Amen. Whew. Lord, your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. Lord Jesus, we ask you for forgiveness for everything we said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing this day. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. It said, forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. Forgive was in three sentences. The last 3 seconds you had, forgive. Help us to learn how to forgive, Lord. Help us to learn to be like you, Lord Jesus. Help us to have you as our role model, Lord God. As you let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord God, we just thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, to come before you in prayer, Lord God. We pray that we will say something this night that will help your people. The mindset and the condition of your people everywhere, Lord God, that will give them hope, that will give them peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, that will change their mindset, Lord God, on the way they think, the way they talk, the way they even walk, Lord God, that they become new creatures in you, Lord Jesus, that they not look to the left or to the right for man's approval or even self the mirror's approval, Lord God, but they look to the hills from which cometh their help. Let them know that all their help comes from you, O Lord. Help them to understand that man can't call who Jesus has sent. Jesus, we thank you for the predestiny. We thank you for the calling. We thank you for the justification. We thank you for the glorification. Man can't do that. It's all about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mankind cannot call what Godhead has sent. Anointed and appointed, assigned to do certain things. So help us not to look for man's approval. Help us not to look for man to validate us, Lord God, when you've already called, justified, glorified, predestined, and sent. Not only that, you've equipped us, you've tooled us, Lord God, you've given us the proper tools, the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith, Lord God, you've equipped us with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, you've shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, Lord God, so help us to walk in the fullness of God, the full armor of God, Help us not to be concerned about what the world thinks or what the world says about us, Lord God. We are men after your heart, Lord God. We are men that's trying to be pleasing unto you, not appeasing unto man, Lord God. We are sent out two by two, Lord God. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord God, on this platform to do your work according to your word, your will, purpose, and plan, Lord God. We just thank you for choosing us. And when you said, who shall I send? Hey, we said, send us, we'll go. And Lord God, for such a time as this, here we are. In spite of us, you saw something in us, and you told us, hey, I can use you. When people try to talk about us, throw us away, turn away from us, God said, you are the very ones I can use because I know what you've been through, and I know that I can trust you to do what I asked you to do. So here we are, Lord Jesus. Here we are, Lord Jesus. April the 5th, in the year of the Lord, 2021. Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And we thank you, Lord God, for pouring your spirit out on us, Lord God. And we ask right now that you would take away anything that's not like you. Drain us, Lord God. And as you're doing the draining, Lord God, do the pouring. Continue to pour. Continue to fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. For we know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that is at work in us. And that is faith attached to your Holy Spirit. But we also know, Lord God, to accept your will. Nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. So, Lord God, take control of our tongues, take control of our hearts, take control of our mind, our body, and our soul, so that we may be meet fit for the Master's use. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Jackson. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for everybody to suit up. Put on your full armor, God. It's time for YAT Radio to sign on. Breaking Chains is ready to break chains. It's a special assignment.
Amen.
And boy, we got a show coming at you. And listen, don't get offended. Don't cry. Don't get timid. Just be real with it tonight. We got something special coming at you right now. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Check this out. Here's your topic tonight.
What's happening, shouting? The chain bag. I know y'all miss a pimp, right?
Yeah.
But dig, there's been a lot of hate going on, okay? So let me holler at you. Look at here, dog.
Hey. See me in the street, but shouting, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, pimping, you don't know me. Quit telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know me. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, pimp, the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know. I think it's time I made a song for people who know. I graduated at the street, I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, OC. So all you rappers acting bad, you gon' have to show me. You gon' make me bring a Chevy to a real slow creep. My partner's hanging out the window, mouth full of gold teeth. When the start, wonder when it's gon' cease. Chop, put the side and create a slow beat. Speculation, cause today we gon' see what the future of a sucker who be hatin' on me. I ain't worried about the feds' investigation on me. I don't care that they at my shows and they winkin' on me. I'ma keep on bustin', poppin', long as Toomp is on the beat. Tell police, I ain't stoppin', I'ma keep it in the street. Contrary to your beliefs, I'm as real as you can be. So keep your thoughts, say your feelings, shout it, you don't know. You might have seen me in the street, but shout it, you don't know. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know. Save all the hatin' and the poppin', pippin', you don't know. We're telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know. Hey, I ain't trippin', but the truth is really, you don't know. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hatin' and I see why, cause you don't know. Hey, once again, let me remind you, pippin', you don't know. So don't be walking up and asking what's the deal on it. I don't know if you and why, you could be the police. If I was, you couldn't get up. See me and the PSD falling throughout a show. Deep. Police holding up the dope, cause they know we tote. I just wanna rap with C in the fleet. Oh, we're playing by the dozen different freaks in a week. I just wanna chill with Petra and his daddy, Freddie G. Falling out at any time, and then it's so it's still a G. Wanna ball in the Bahamas, courtesy of KT. Backbone, he got a million, well, it's dollar DT. AK House on the hill, right next to JG. Every week, meet at Pilates, dressed up
ride and eat free. Get in, they pay, good bread and beef. That's the only shot we got in getting cat back on the street.
You might have seen me in the street, but shouted, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating in the pocket, pimping, you don't know me. We're telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know me. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouted, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, till the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. Be hating and I see why, cause you ain't know. You see a sucker hating on a G, that's some way it's gonna be. What you looking at, now I'm shouting, you don't know. At the club in the streets, so wherever we should be, the shopper shopping, pimping, you don't know. You see a sucker hating on a G, that's some way it's gonna be. What you looking at, now I'm shouting, you don't know. At the club in the streets, so wherever we should be, the shopper shopping, pimping, you don't know. You might have seen me in the street, but shouted, you don't know. When you holler, when you speak, remember, you don't know. Save all the hating in the pocket, and pimping, you don't know. We're telling people you my partner, listen, you don't know. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving, shouting, you don't know. Hey, I ain't tripping, till the truth is really, you don't know. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Appreciate that, Dre. What's up with you? It's special assignment, Breaking Chains. You know what we talk about tonight. You don't know me. And this ain't even about me. I just had to play that like that to get your attention. See, I threw a bait out there and you bit the hook. And I reeled you in to get you an understanding, because guess what? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and verse 20, actually, it says, so then, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
Yes.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the ones who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many would say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? And my brothers and sisters, you know what you're going to hear on that day? Depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity.
My Lord. Amen.
God is saying to you, listen, listen, let me tell you something. You standing there and you asking him, where is your Father? Go over there. Go over there and read the scripture in John chapter 8. And they ask him, where is your Father? And you know what he's saying? You don't know me. Oh, my Father, Jesus replied. He said, you don't know me. Oh, my Father, if you knew me, you would know my Father also.
Preach, preacher.
What you saying? What you saying? God say, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
You around here pimping and prophesying and got your new car, your new truck, your new suit, and you talk about you know God. You don't know God.
And you definitely don't know me. Jesus.
You definitely don't know me.
He
said, because if you know me, you know my Father. You too busy trying to judge and depict who is a child of God because they don't look and act and dress like you. You the hypocrite.
Amen.
You don't even know the image and likeness that you were created in. You don't know me.
Okay.
Don't you hear what God is saying to you? God is giving you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. He gave you an eternal life card. And all the mess ups that we do is been punched out. It's been punched so many times, the car don't even exist anymore.
Jesus.
Oh, there it is right there. Jesus is your only ticket in.
Amen. Amen.
And you talking about, where's your Father? Who is your Father? If you don't know his Father, you don't know him. He tells you in John 14:7, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, he say, you do not know him and have seen him. So you don't even know. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You're too busy judging. You're too busy critiquing. You're too busy putting down.
So it's not.
You're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And if you knew God, you wouldn't be doing them.
Hey.
Listen, amen. Man. There's none of us perfect. None of us.
Preacher.
We all fall short of the glory of God. Every last one of us. God ain't going to change his word because you want to act like you so perfect. If he came right now today and say to us, can I find 50 men or women?
Come on.
50? How about 25? Can I find 15?
Come on.
How about 10? What about 5? If I just find one, I will spare. Do you think we'll be spared today?
Jesus.
You sitting there with your chest all stuck out right now, saying, yeah, here I am right here.
You see that? Come on now.
Yeah, I save us all. See, the devil is a lie right there, because Jesus saved us all.
Hey, you better preach.
Ain't nothing you can do. And what you need to be doing, the only thing you can be doing is falling on your knees and praying.
Pray. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Glory.
You say pray without ceasing. You got people believing that they need to be worrying and stressing and complaining before praying. No matter what's going on around you, brothers and sisters, no matter what the situation look like, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added.
Amen.
You don't know him? You don't have a clue. Listen. We get to a place where we don't want to be told nothing. We don't want to listen. We all guilty of that. Stop pointing fingers.
Amen.
We preach about Hebrews 4:12, how the word of God is living and active, sharpening to any edged sword. But guess what? We can't take it ourselves. Listen, man. If you knew God, you would know love. Because God is love. There's no love in the earth. You speak about people as if they are non-existent. Ain't got nothing to do with me and my family, so it ain't no concern of mine. How do you call yourself a child of God? You don't know God. Christ died for the whole world. Not just your family. Talking about tonight. Something very, very important. It's just a statement. You don't know me. A statement made with boldness. A statement made with a radical overtone. A statement made with hurt in your heart. Because you don't want to have to say that to your children. You don't want to have to send your children to hell. Because listen, because God didn't create hell for us. We dug our own hole to hell.
Jesus.
Because listen, if we knew God for real, we would repent and ask for forgiveness. Listen, see, repentance and forgiveness is two different things. And you don't have the full understanding of that, everybody. I didn't all the time. Let me speak for me.
Amen. Come on now.
I can't speak for you. Maybe you didn't know. I didn't know all the time. I know now that if I'm going to repent of something, I can't go back to it. I ask for forgiveness every day.
Amen. Oh. Amen. Oh. Come on now.
Words, actions, every day. If you
lost
don't,
a lot
man,
of them with that one.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to sit there and say that you don't ask for forgiveness every day, I would like to meet you, and I would like for you to show me in the Bible. Show me face to face. Look me in my eyes and show it to me that you are perfect and that you have no flaws, no sin. Please prove it to me.
Please.
Please.
Please. I'm begging you. Show me.
Show me. Because see, one thing about us is that we want everything shown to us. You know what I'm saying? We want to see signs and we want to see wonders. We want to see it done. We want to see it.
No sign shall this wicked generation see.
You better open your eyes.
Jonah in the well.
You better open your
Jesus
eyes.
Jesus in the earth. My Lord. And your sign.
You better open your eyes. Listen, you better open up your heart and let God in there so you'll be able to see. You remember that song?
What?
Some of you may not know because some of you may be young and don't know it. I can see clearly now
the rain
is gone. He'll clear the storm up for you so you can see.
Clearly.
Because he's leading you and guiding you. And when you can't walk, he'll carry you.
Amen. It was then that I carried you when you saw only one set of footprints.
So my brothers and my sisters, don't let him say I never knew you because you never knew him. He tells you in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. All you got to do is call on his name. He ain't hard to find.
Here I am. Here I am. Amen.
He right there.
Never leave you nor forsake you.
He's right there. He's everywhere you go. He's already there when you get there. He's already been to the end of your life and came back to walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death so you can feel no evil. He went to Calvary and died for you, ascended to heaven, sent his Holy Spirit to be with you, walking with you for the rest of your life. Pastor Kim say, goodness and mercy is with me everywhere I go.
Them two
worrying about your boy got your back. Goodness and mercy got mine. I can't speak for you. Yeah, of course not. Don't get it wrong now. You know, pastor got some people. He go, hey, man, I got a problem over here. And you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
I don't call
yeah.
on those people with those type of problems because I don't initiate drama. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that person anymore. God changed my life. I'm speaking for me right now. Because I had to get to know him in a different light. See, you don't know my story. You tell, listen, I'm going to say this. You tell people, I know about him. He used to do this. He used to do that. Thank you for promoting me because God is getting the glory about how he done turned my life around. They saying that ain't the same dude that you told us about. This man on here talking about God. This man talking about how Jesus turned his life around. This man talking about how you can be saved. Who you talking about? You don't know me. If you know me, you know who I represent today.
You know who sent me.
You will
then
know.
Come on home.
I ain't come out them streets by myself.
Say that one more time. I don't think they talked to him.
Let me talk. Let me holler to the ones in the back. I didn't come out those streets by myself. Hey, man, I got my brothers hanging out with me tonight, man. This is the night that I wanted to turn up about this, man, because you need to get to know him. You don't need him to tell you he never knew you because you never knew him.
Jesus.
You better spend time getting to know him. You understand what I'm saying? You better start listening to the real messengers. You better start studying your words so you can understand how to discern these spirits. You know what I'm saying? Trying the spirit upon the spirit. You know, trying the spirit by the spirit. You know what I'm saying? You better be real with this thing. Stop playing with God. God ain't nothing to play with. You want something to play with?
Amen.
Go buy you some toys. Go buy you a puppy.
Amen.
Go buy you a kitten. Build you a family. Do something. Don't play with God. When I come back, man, we're going to bring my brothers on. Pastor Jackson's hanging out. Pastor Joseph is hanging out. We're going to bring them back. But I got to play this to you because somebody out there didn't like the T.I. thing. And I understand that. That's cool. You do you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with T.I. That man is innocent until proven guilty. And may God be with him and his family. I don't know what they did. I wasn't there. You understand?
Amen.
So I'm not going to judge anybody.
Amen.
That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is send up prayers in the name of Jesus for all the things that are trying to come up against people. Whether it be true or not, they got to deal with God on it regardless. Period.
Amen.
Hang on. We're going to come back, bring our brothers on, get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. You don't know me. Huh? How about this one right here?
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trials.
The pain, the trials I had to endure.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he came.
I was at my lowest.
At my lowest.
Love.
You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life is a favor on me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
God, and you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Life and favor upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Woo, and he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My God, my God. You don't know me. See when songs like that play, you should be jumping up and down, running around your place. You understand? You should have been pulled over on the side of the road because the Holy Spirit just jumped all on you for that one right there. You understand what I'm saying? See, you too busy trying to be all tight-necked and stiff-hearted, and you're going to put yourself straight in hell because you don't know him. You don't know him. See, that's a deliverance song. See you don't understand things because you don't know him. You got to get to know him. I want to say good evening to everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. Break a Chain Special Assignment. Man, I'm on here all fired up, man. And, you know, I got to stop talking, let my brothers talk because, you know, I'll just go on, man, because, you know, I got a testimony to tell you about. You know what I'm saying? They killed my Savior, and they are treating me the same way today. You understand? Persecution and trying to beat. They may not be physically beating on me, but they are sure enough trying to mentally and emotionally and spiritually and financially beat on me. You understand what I'm saying? Just because they ain't physically hidden because they know better, but they sure trying to come in other ways. Man, leave me alone. Pastor Jackson, what can bring you home, man? Touch my anointing to do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
I don't think you ever fought with an angel. You better, you know, I done fought with the angel of God before. I got a limp, so I know what that feel like. And I told you earlier, I keep that limp because I'm stepping on the serpent's head every day because he's trying to get at me. So I got to. Oh man, come on, Pastor Jackson. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show. You don't know me.
You don't know me. You don't. You know, Pastor, it's another song that I love. And matter of fact, me and my wife, you sang this together. It was You Don't Know My Story. All the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, of what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise, so don't try to figure it out. But my worship is for real. And see, by my worship being for real, and God knows it, that's good enough for me. That's Amen. Good enough for me. But, you know, I like the scripture that says, even let me see, where was it at? When Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If right. you had known me, you should have known my Father also. Hmm. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, help me, Holy Ghost. For show us the Father, and it suffices. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet ye hast thou not known me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You don't know me. You don't know me because you don't know my daddy who sent me. You know, what you did know, you knew what you saw me doing, but what you didn't see or know was what God was doing in me and for me and through me. You saw the lies and the deceit, but what you didn't see was the tears and hear my cries unto God, saying, Father, save me. Father, forgive me. And he saved and forgave me. And then he took me from the crack house to the pulpit. This is the pulpit right now. And as Pastor Ross said, the whole world, the whole earth is my pulpit.
Amen.
So from the crack house to the pulpit, from failure to accomplishments.
Amen.
From why me to what's next. From being used by mankind to being anointed and appointed by Godhead. From the pit to the palace. From hell to the kingdom of heaven. You don't know me. But I just like Dr. Kim said, I just stopped by here to tell you a little bit about me. You knew the taker, but you didn't see the giver. You know? You knew the thief, but you didn't see the restorer in me. You knew the tail, but God elevated me to be the head. You knew the borrower, but you never knew the lender, even in my crack addiction state of mind. You knew me when I was below because you were P-R-E-Y-I-N-G praying on me. But now that I'm above, I'm praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, for you. You know, the word of God in the book of Timothy, it says, and I'm going from 14, chapter 4, starting at verse 16. At my first charge, at my first answer, no man stood with me. You were too busy talking about me, saying that I never mounted none, saying this, that, and the other thing. And in a sense, in your sense, it was true. But again, you didn't know what God was doing in me. See, I needed that crack addiction, that necessary evil to get me to the place where God has gotten me now and where he's yet taken me. But at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. And you know what? Just like I was just saying, when you were praying on me, when I was at the bottom, when I was in the gutter, but now I'm above and praying for you. Watch this right here. I pray, God, that it may not be laid to their charge. But while you were talking, while you were pointing the finger, while you were doing all your dirt, casting all your shade, watch this here. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. And he's that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And me, that crackhead, that low-down liar thief, whoremongering, whatever you call me, and I by the glory and grace of God through Christ Jesus and his Holy Spirit was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. You don't know me. You thought you knew me, but you don't know me. Because even what you've seen, even what you knew I was doing, you didn't know what God was doing in me for such a time as this. Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 That's something right there. Boy, I tell you, you don't have a clue. All right. All right. Don't have a clue. Want to say God bless you. Good evening. How you doing, Pastor Joseph? Welcome to the show, sir. You don't know me. And that goes in so many ways. Break chains on that, sir.
Amen. I thank God. I truly appreciate everybody out there tonight. Amen. I thank God. Good. And I just love how the wisdom of God is just so amazing. How the Lord had you to come in with the song. And I think what I got out of it was you can tell people fruits. And so that was real good. That was real. You can see, like, you know, the type of fruits people bear. Just by playing the songs, you kind of tell, you know, producing fruits. But, and also that forgiveness. You know, we got to have forgiveness. We got to repent every day. I know when James did talk about when we know good and not to do it, it's a sin. So it's just so good just here, you know, ministering to people to help them, you know, to get a fresh start and repent. And it's the grace of God. It's a gift. It's a blessing to, you know, just have all your sins forgiven and just believe in God. You know, just activate the word of God, the wisdom of God, and apply it to our life. And so as we write down, and you know, the word of God and read scriptures, just reading the whole of the scriptures makes a difference. You know, just reading the scriptures and just knowing the word of God so we can definitely minister to people. But and one thing I learned also, I was studying, just writing down, it was talking about unholy. It's a movie coming out. It's called Unholy. And just so much unholy things, it just seemed like it's happening, which is the opposite of holy. And so, you know, you got profane, you got evil, wickedness. And one unholy thing was a father killing his son. It was saying how that is an act against nature, and so, which is sinful. And when something is full, it has no room, it's not enough space and all this. So it's some people that are sinful, you know, they full of sin, you know, they live the sin. So it's a blessing. That's what we come at the body of Christ. We get to minister, repent to the people, you know, in a loving way, with wisdom, with knowledge, and also, and it's just a privilege. Once we continue to just activate it and apply, you know, that's part of our assignment. Then one other part of the assignment was just being structured and governed. Just like a sheep have to have a shepherd, you know, because sheep are dumb. Sheep are stupid. They're the only animal that has to have a shepherd. They'll follow each other off the shelf. And so Jesus was saying that we all were sheep and went astray. But I don't think we're just supposed to stay at that level as a sheep. You know, the Bible refers to Christ as a lion and an eagle because they're the king of their domain. And so I think we're supposed to be one with Christ. We're supposed to become that shepherd, you know, our assignment, you know, because I think people just stay at the level of a sheep. But that's a whole nother, you know, topic. But definitely, you know, our assignment can be also just strategizing our personal life and just continue to minister and things like that. So we just continue to know the state, you know, that we are in spiritually. And because we deal with individual sin, we deal with corporate sin. And what else I have wrote down? And so, okay. I thought this was pretty good, Pastor. When we're dealing with lack of clear vision and direction, you know, we miss opportunity. So the thing was this, calling on the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible said the name of Jesus is above all names. And whatever we do and words we do, you know, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. So by calling on the name of Jesus, the prophet Jeremiah, he invoked the presence of the Lord, you know, by calling on his name. So just also just, you know, first step also just receiving the name of Jesus, believing the name, but just calling on the name of Jesus. And I believe chains will also continue to be broken in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Thank you for that. You know, that what you just said, you know, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. you know, we have to want to we got to want this thing. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand Hosea chapter 6 verse 3 where it says, "Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn, and he will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth." That is a guarantee. That is a guarantee that you need to know about your Savior. But you don't know because you're too busy worrying and stressing and mad and arguing and fussing and fighting and doing things that you shouldn't be doing that you know you should be doing, but you're doing it anyway. So you obviously do not know who created you, who you belong to, who your Savior is. Listen, and most importantly, we got to go all the way back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, 27. Let us make man in our image after our own likeness. I keep saying this. You want to constantly look like your daddy, but you sure don't want to act like your daddy. You don't want to do the things of righteousness all the time. You want to do it at your leisure. Listen. For you wanting that, you don't know him. Because you know that his son Jesus bowed down and surrendered himself and said, "Not my will, but your will be done." So don't you know if he can surrender all, you're going to have to surrender all or go to hell? You think you have, you do have a choice. Let me get that clear. You do have a choice. You can say, "No, I ain't going to do it," but that's just your seed in hell. That's where you go because you deny him. And the thing about it is that you want to water things down for people out here, and they don't get to know him for real. And since they don't get to know him, he doesn't get to know them to be a child of his because they have denied him. If he can turn his back on his son and look the other way because he was sin, what you think he going to do to you?
Jesus.
Honestly, have you ever thought about that? By you not getting, listen, have you ever thought about this? That because they are atheists, that they believe that there is a God? Because an atheist doesn't believe in God. So why do you call yourself an atheist if you don't believe that there is a God?
Amen. That's good.
Let's be honest. Why would you give yourself that title if there was no existence of a God? I don't believe in God. Well, you're an atheist. Why do you say that there is a God? So you must believe something. So listen, what I can say to you on this night, that's good. They want to be known by mankind by going unknown by the Godhead, Pastor Jackson.
Yes, Lord. It's amazing how people will try to put the spotlight on them as if they know who God is. But if you know who God is, then why is the spotlight on you?
Amen.
Shouldn't the spotlight be on him?
All the
time. If you know him, like you say you know him, then why are so many ministries named after people and not God? Let's put the disclaimer out. We're not here to tear down anybody. We're here to lift up the kingdom of God. We're not here to lift up mankind. We're here to lift up Godhead. See, you want to be so high and mighty, so holier than thou, and like you've never fallen short of God's glory, as if you've never sinned, but the word of God said all have sinned. But let you tell it, then. Not me. Just like Pastor was saying earlier about, is that one? Yeah, here I am. I came to save the world. No, Jesus already did that. See, you want to promote yourself in the things of the world, which when we came to promote Jesus, the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the kingdom, you know, you want to be known, but you're going unknown. Because I don't care how many people know you in this world, when Jesus comes and he said, I never knew you, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, when he said, I don't know you, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
I don't care how well known you were here on earth.
Yeah, it's a done deal. That's a done deal. That's a done deal. And one thing let me clarify something that Pastor Jackson just said when he said that we don't lift up mankind. Let me clarify something so
none of you
haters out there will be trying to come back at us. Let me clarify this as the shepherd of this house. Let me clarify
Amen.
Something for you, because we gonna rebuke your evil thoughts and spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We don't lift up and promote your pride and your bigotry.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And your envy and jealousy. We don't promote that. We don't promote you for that. But we will uplift and
pray for
put
you.
Out there.
Encourage.
You understand? You know what I'm saying? What you are doing for God, and we're gonna uplift your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? We're gonna do that. But all that other nonsense you doing, we ain't uplifting, promoting, and doing nothing with that. You stay away from here with that. Matter of fact, we ain't even got to tell you to stay away from here with that, because you do it anyway. Because you know not to bring that negativity and that facade that you put up for everybody else that they don't see, that you know that we see. You know what I'm saying? Because that goes under the title that you don't know me. See, you think because we done been out there in them streets and did the dirt that God can't use us. But you got to remember, King David was most powerful king walking the earth, and he was a murderer, an adulterer. You understand what I'm saying? He did all kind of things, but he was a man after God's own heart, and God loved him. Mm. God loved him that his son Jesus came through that lineage. Boy, you better step back.
Okay. Amen.
You remember when we was young, you used to put the line in the dirt?
Cross it if you want to.
You understand what
cross
I'm saying?
Cross it if you want to.
You know, cross. Exactly. Exactly. So
I dump a
that,
dog,
that,
tell you.
That, and that was the thing right there. So we at a point right now in life, as we get ready to come across the top of the hour, we want you to understand something. That as long as you're still breathing and you haven't taken this opportunity yet, take the opportunity to sit down and say a prayer. You never prayed before. Ask God to come into your life and to give you some guidance and some instructions on how to be closer to him and how to be saved. Not just by words and saying, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but through your heart, through your actions, by the renewing of your mind and surrendering all and giving your life over to Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. What good can come out of Nazareth?
Amen.
Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach.
The Savior of the world.
The Savior of the world. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
That's what.
If you don't accept that, you got a problem. I will not debate with you. This ministry will not
Amen.
Debate with you. God's word has been spoken. No matter what King James went in and altered, if you would study to show yourself approved before God, a workman under shame, rightly dividing the truth of the word, guess what? You will understand and see the alterations that took place.
Amen.
So miss me with that's the white man book. Yeah, the white man may have written it. He wrote a book about you and just put himself in it.
Come on now. Come on.
He made himself the king. He tried to steal your identity and you fell for it. Mm. And you pitted yourself against your brothers and your sisters.
Wrote a book.
You don't even know you. You don't know you.
So how can you know me?
You so how know can you. You know me?
Jesus. Now that's a good one. You don't even know yourself.
You don't even know from whence you came.
Mm.
Who you represent. Hey, man, we going across the top of the hour. Hey, y'all, you listen to Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. You don't know me. You don't
Amen.
Know me. You better stand down, Pimpin, because you don't know me.
You enough is enough, man. Why?
Enough is enough, man. Speak up and speak out, man. Let's break chains, man. Let's take back our communities and our families, man.
Mm.
And let's protect our children and our women and our future. Let's take back what's ours, man. We ain't got to do it violently. All we got to do is stand up and show that we are part of the royal priesthood. Stand up and be who God called you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are.
Amen.
You say, my people
Amen.
Perish for the lack of knowledge. For the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected the knowledge. And since you, listen, he said, I reject you from being a priest to
your
me.
Children.
And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
Mm. Cursing your children.
You don't know me. YAT Radio is live. Tell a friend that we own 858-357-9137. We break a chain. It's a special assignment. YAT. Get it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Christ, the risen, holy, dead.
I don't send me, I don't
might know Jesus as their savior, as their body hit the streets. And I know this is a graphic view. I pray that it's attacking you, tracking you to act and do what you see in the back of Lucian. Matthew 24 and 14, we should read it twice before we think that life is just a battle. Have we even made them in our own nation? Come on, Christians. Missions exist because worship doesn't. People don't worship the God that made them. We ambassadors. Let's go.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back to the show. Hey, we're getting the crunk on tonight, man. A special assignment. Woo-wee! Like a burning shit up in our bones. We got everything on fire tonight, man.
Amen.
Ooh, you might got an attitude with us tonight, but it's all right. It's all right.
With me.
With me.
Because you don't know me.
Boy, let me tell you something. You know, I can sing that to you all night. And I don't even sing. I don't even rap. But I just hear that in my head saying, you don't know me. You know, as we step into the second hour, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things, man, going on around us in this world today. And it's time for God's children to stand up. It's time for us to step up to the plate. And let me put this out there for all of the children of God that are out there doing the work in the wilderness, out there in the vineyards, out there in the fields. God bless you out there on the highways and byways. May the spirit, may the angels of protection be with you wherever you go. May blessings and prosperity flow to you from the heavens in the name of Jesus. But right now, you know what I'm saying? We talking to the lost, the ones in the darkness, the ones that can't find a way, the ones that don't care. There's some of you out there right now acting as if you don't know, as if you don't know your way. There's a lot of people out there that just don't really care, and you know, and when you look at John 14 and 9, you will hear Jesus say that, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip?" You heard the pastor talking about that, and Philip. And he said, who's ever seen me has seen the Father. And I got to go back to that because he asked you the question, how can you say, show us the Father?
Yeah. Amen.
So in this hour right here, I want to talk about that right there, because if he's been with us this long, you say that you've been saved. I've been a Christian 20 years.
Mm.
If he's been with you for so long, how do you still question and doubt him? How do you still waver in your faith? How do we continuously stress? How do we continually worry? How do we continually get mad, lose our gentleness and our kindness, and don't have love for our brothers and sisters? How can we say that we know him? And he's been with us for so long and showed and exhibited to us how we should be. But then he also told us what are the consequences and what are the rewards. He told us in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, if you obey me, you'll be blessed.
If you don't,
in the city, you'll be blessed in the fields, you'll be blessed in your going and your coming. But verse 15 on up, gives you a warning. And then it, from 16 to 68, it tells you what happens if you don't obey him. So God has done a lot to express himself to us. I didn't say to you, I said to us. We as a people. And we've been given opportunity to constantly correct it and get it right and make the right choice and make the right decisions. So in this hour right here, how can we say that we know him and we claim to have had him in our lives for so long? If we have had him in our lives for so long and we've been knowing him, what caused us to drop the ball and act as though we didn't know him? Pastor Joseph, how did we lose our way? And I'm not talking to a particular people. I said us. How did we lose our way and act as if we didn't know him and acted like we were out here acting like the children of the devil, and we knew God existed? Break chains on that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And now, you know, God, he has a pattern all throughout scripture. He commands us to reproduce. And I think when we stop working and reproducing and bearing fruits and being fruitful and multiply, you know, just settling in and going to work, getting off, watching television, things like that, we ain't ruling the land that he gave us. And so the Bible also talks about if a man, he knows not how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? And so, like, that word no really stuck out to me today. So if we don't know ourselves, I think it's more personal. You know, it's a corporate thing and an individual thing, just knowing ourselves. And when we know ourselves, we'll know that, you know, we got the rule of our house, our body, you know, our physical houses and all that thing. We got the... Then we can rule, we can take care of the church of the living God, we can handle the church thing. But I think it's, you know, those little bitty things in our personal lives that's kind of was down. But the work of the wicked, they work is deceitful work. The wicked, they work is also against us. It's spiritual, you know, spiritual sowing seed, spiritual, even as we're on the call tonight, you know, wickedness is still going on, things of that nature. So we got to continue to speak the truth out of our mouth. And like David said, wickedness is abomination to his lips. And so by us continuing to have the fear of God, and the Bible said that God, he's with the generation of the righteous. And so we just definitely got to continue to just go through the chastising that the Lord have us go through, the corrections, things like that, because the Bible it also says that the Father, he delights in the Son. And so it's just amazing to know that, hey, God delighted in me. You know, It's just so humbling, such a big, mighty God. And God, he delighted in us, you know, because everybody don't know us and they don't do this. But even in those little personal times, you know, hey, overcoming this temptation, God is delighting me. And one of the things that also distract us sometimes is a foolish woman. You know, the Bible talk about for the male, you know, it's something about those foolish women, because the Bible calls them, it's some foolish women, they charming. And then also say they are simple, knowing nothing. And so a lot of women, they get with certain guys and they really don't know nothing. And guys, you know, are influenced by the women, you know, the males in society now. And so the women they be with, they really don't know them also. And so they say stuff, but in order to know ourselves, we got to continue to just stay connected to the Word of God, because it just blessed me to know that the Father, he delights in the Son. And that we are in the Son, and just, you know, we can live a life just delighting God, even though we're not in the spotlight everywhere. But it's a blessing just to know that God can delight in us. Big as he is, it's so prideful, I believe. You know, just the thing, we can even explain God to a certain degree. The Bible says, who is man that he is mindful of, that he even visit us? But it's just such amazing that we got this opportunity to just delight in God. And the way we do it, just keep seeking after him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. You know, Pastor Jackson, we see a lot of things going on, man. We have a lot of long conversations and talk about a lot of things that's going on And one thing about it is that there's a lot going on in the church today, and we are actually treating God's church as if it doesn't belong to him anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And acting as if we don't know he is the cornerstone of the church. He's the cornerstone of our lives. I want you to, take a couple of minutes, man, and just talk about that for a minute, because the church has taken a secular dress rehearsal. That's good. There you go.
Jesus.
I already put the disclaimer out there. That's not for every last one of them. They know who I'm talking to.
Amen. You know, what has taken place in the church. See, we're so busy saying that America and the nation need to repent, but the church needs to repent for turning away from their first love. The nation can't be saved until the church repents. You know, so many people have gotten, have lifted themselves above God, you know. And even Satan told him, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, once you eat from the fruit of the tree, from the tree, then you will be like God. And from that moment on was a total misconception. You know, it went all the way to the far left side, because man started believing that he was equal to God. You know, he was equal to God. But watch this here. Watch this right here. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the elders. Okay, Jesus was letting them know, if you had known my Father, then you would know me. You would know me. See, the reason why they didn't know Jesus, and again, I say the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the elders of the church didn't know who he was, but they claimed they knew his dad. But, and I've said this to you before, your son, how can somebody know you and not know your children? Or how can somebody know your children and don't know you? Okay, so the thing about it is, see, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the elders of the church was looking for Jesus to come to them. To come to them. But see, Jesus said, okay, y'all think y'all know it all. You think you got it going on because you got some ABCs and some PhDs and some DDSs and whatever the case may be behind your name. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm not coming to y'all. I'm going to some fishermen, some tax collectors, some DJs. I'm not exactly sure what Pastor Joseph's profession is. Me, I'm a driver for tire cleaners, a route driver. I'm going to those who y'all thought I wouldn't go to because you was looking to me to come to you when I want people to come to me. See, I'm going to use those who y'all think can't be used, who y'all look down in the marketplace every day because they're not bling-blinging, and they're not wearing the big long robes and the three stripes on their robes and the collar and they ain't starched down, you know, but they're out there preaching the word. They're out there preaching the word. So Jesus did a twist. He threw a wrench into everything. They were looking for him to come to them. That's why they said, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? And the man of God said, come see. See, he went to the fishermen and said, hey, stop what you're doing and follow me. Because if he'd have went to those prominent people, they would have said, who are you? Look how you dress, and you telling us to follow you? They didn't know him, but they claim to know his daddy. How can you know my daddy and don't know I'm his son? Or how can you know the son and don't know who his daddy is? Amen.
Amen. you know, it's just, Listen, you don't know who is in it, and I'm laughing at you right now, man. When I say this, it's going to crack you up, too. I'm laughing because you don't know who his daddy is, make it feel like you're eating Dig'em Smacks for Easter.
They don't know about that now. Hey, oatmeal is better than no meal. Jesus. I like that one. That was a good one, pal. That's a good one. But see, that goes to show you how we stay connected to one another. You know,
amen.
How we stay in contact. You know,
that's how things are supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. It's supposed to be that way. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? So you can sharpen up the countenance of your friend. You don't know what countenance is. That means they're lifting up their spirit. How about that? You understand? Can I just say it that way? Can I just say it that way? Because sometimes you just don't know. You hear what we're talking about tonight. You don't know. There's a lot of things that people just don't know and ashamed to ask. Not only they're ashamed to ask, they're too prideful to ask. You stuck on your pride, and you tend to forget that pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So
amen.
You need to get a grip on yourself, my brothers and sisters. All right, brothers, let's get on check the time clock. Time to get into our 2-minute drill. All right, let's run through some things. A lot of people don't know who it is that they serve, who it is that created the heavens and earth. The scripture says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means that the earth is his and everything in it, everything on it. And the thing about it is that he tells us in John 17:17 to sanctify them in the truth, because his word is the truth. So,
amen.
So we're supposed to constantly bring them the word. But also, brothers, here's the thing right here. In order for people to get to know who he is, do you both agree, and I want you both to comment on this, don't you both agree that we have to be like James 1:22, be doers of the word and not just hearers only, so we won't deceive ourselves and others? Pastor Joseph, break chains on that. Don't you feel, take a couple of minutes, don't you feel that we have to follow what God's word says so that others can come out and get to know him?
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, most definitely. Like I say, we got to continue to bring them the word, just like Adam and Eve. When men stop talking, you know, that's when the devil just step in and just, you know. But definitely, I believe God, he just have a pattern in the scriptures where we just got to continue to reproduce, and, you know, and be fruitful, which also, you know, being successful, like, especially our spiritual life, just being successful. And the way God do it, he just empowers through so many different ways, so many different connections, and through the body of Christ. And so he got instilled in us, you know, we can overcome. We are overcomers through Christ. But it's just how much we want to do the word of God. Because he said, you know, oh, yes, time. But the disciple, they was ignorant, unlearned men, but they was around Jesus. And so just getting his presence and definitely just staying connected and being fruitful and solving problems, you know, seeking the kingdom, things like that. And I believe that we will continue to do the word of God, because the word of God, it got here because the people kept carrying the word to the next generation. And so it's a privilege. It's a privilege when we minister to somebody, and you can tell when they get it. You know, it just, you can tell, you know, when God does a great thing for them. And it's the most great fulfilling on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you for that, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Jackson, same thing. Jump in.
You know, first of all, we, like Pastor Joseph said, I'm going to piggyback off something that he said. You got to stay connected to the vine. You know, you got to be groomed. You got to be properly nourished. You got to stay connected to the power source. You got to stay connected to the power source.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, you got to stay connected to the vine, like Pastor Joseph was saying. We got to stay connected to the power source. In 2 Timothy 2, and 16, two and 15, I'm sorry. Study to show thyself approved unto God, G-O-D, capital G-O-D, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, so in order to know God, for real, you got to know his word. And Jesus Christ is the living word. You can't get to the Father except you go through the living word. And the thing that's so powerful about that, you can't even go to the living word, Jesus Christ, except his Father draw you to him. So in order to know God, you got to study it. You got to study his word. And Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. You got to get in that word and know that word. Then you will know, then you will get a better understanding of who God is, who God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is. You know, and not only that, when you get that, you'll be receiving those gifts. And you can discern, like Dr. Kim said, I don't need a cross around my neck. I don't need a tattoo on my shoulders, a praying hand. When I walk into a place because of the Holy Spirit that's upon me, that's what introduces me. That's what, not no collar, not no robe, not no cross. When you are anointed and appointed, you can walk in a room and the Holy Spirit will introduce you for who you are and whose you are. Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you for that. In order to believe the word of God, you got to know who the word is.
Amen.
You know, because in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. The word was with God. But when the word became flesh, that's when you got lost somewhere.
Mm.
You turned your back. You know what I'm saying? Because the scripture lets you know that he asks you, it's like a question: who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth? The word, Christ, Jesus himself. Listen, he even asked, he said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. John 7:38, that means that you always will speak life. You will always speak nourishment to a person's soul. If you know what the rivers of living water. But in order for you to have that inside of you, you got to know who can put it in you.
Amen.
You got to know the story. Listen, something Pastor Jackson said months ago. He said, in order for you to eat from the land flowing with milk and honey, you must first have a relationship with the one who owns the land.
My Lord Jesus.
Come walk up on my land and I don't know you.
Okay.
You're messing with my milk and honey. And I don't know you. You get a warning. That's it.
Amen. Who is that? Wow.
You know? So my thing is this, is that, you know, we have to get to know him, because he say, my sheep know me. They hear my voice.
Amen.
And they follow me. So we talk like this on here because we know him. We know who the King of the Kings is, the Lord of the Lords. We know who our shepherd is. And it's not a man that's walking around here on the earth. See, when you get caught up and you don't know the thief when he come only to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm. You don't know when he comes. You don't even know that Jesus is standing there. He's saying he came that you may have life and have it abundantly. But you're looking for it on your terms.
Mm-hmm.
According to your will. And your will not be done like that. It doesn't happen like that. Because I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Without Christ, you are nothing for real. So my brothers and sisters, we got to correct these situations. We have to be the disciples that we're called to be. We have to be fishers of men that we were called to be. We have a special gift inside of us. Just because she sings well don't mean that she's anointed of God. Just because he played well don't mean he's anointed of God. He has a gift. Whether or not that he uses it for God is between him and God. But he has to know him to have that relationship with him to know who he wants to serve, who she wants to serve. My brothers and sisters, get to know him and choose to live a life with him. Because you know what I'm saying? We can't get through this without him. It's impossible. And you know, once you find out who you are, you'll know that guess what? You'll never back down. You won't run from the enemy anymore. You'll be able to identify him and tell him where to go. You know what I'm saying? Where to send him. So you got to be ready for that. what was it? I think yesterday. I think what song was it? I want to play this song because a lot of us need to see the light. My guy Sky was on yesterday. And I want to say this is the song right here. We come back, man. We gonna chop it up with some of our final comments and tell you take a couple of minutes, man, to tell you a little bit how we got to know him, so you can know that you're not alone out there by yourself in what you're going through. You're not alone out there by yourself if you own them drugs and that alcohol, running them streets, running them women, running them men. You know what I'm saying? Giving up your soul. You're not out there alone. And you need to know that. So we're here to tell you that tonight. You can get to know him. He's standing there knocking on your door right now, wanting to come in with you and sup with you, to bring all of heaven in with him so he can comfort you and strengthen you. He can place the guardian angels around you. He can hold you while you're crying and pouring out your soul to him. He just needs you to surrender all. But he needs you to open up and just let him in first so you can get to know him. So you can know that the love is real. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have eternal life. He wants you to get to know him. He know you. He know all about you. He know how many hairs you got on your head. He know your future. He know your plans that he has for you. So see the light. And come out of that darkness. Breaking Chains, a special assignment right here on YAT Radio. God bless, man. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doing my thing. Should I stress? He got the check. Through the struggle on set. Out the mud I invested. Grind till. Call my father, always blessing. Through the year, all the sacrifices bled me. Opportunity, they come in my direction. Procrastination don't exist in those who can. I can tell who you are by your demeanor. Ray charge to the enemy and see. Faith in God got me through so much of meaning. When you speak the name of Jesus, demons flee. Love God, cause he first loved me. Just know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Just know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Had to get right like right away, even in darkness, light of stay. Get your own boy, can't ride away. Keep it positive today, on my own, cause I obey. In the world where I'ma stay, so constructed like a spun, black and shot like D. Kim Bay. My combo, made it out the rain and the jungle. Trust in God for the long road. He the main event, calling Big Show. Signs on one to follow, though. Who believe? Every idle word spoken is a sin. Good or bad, drop the bag. Don't let it pass you up. We serve the Lord, the word is a sword. It's time to hand it up. Continue to man up. Don't follow the enemy. Reducing the spirit. That positive energy. Faith will take you far. It's not by connection. Just trust in the Lord. That's the right connection. Let know where you're going in the right direction. Keep your faith in God so you never question. Just know all my blessings come from Him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up for the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Just know all my blessings come from Him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up for the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim.
You better stay focused on the light.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Welcome back to the show. What's going on? It's Breaking Chains. On this Monday, I pray all is well with you and your families, man. May God continue to bless you and keep you. It's definitely our prayer. Pastor Rob, Pastor Jax, Pastor Joseph, we just hanging out with you. And I do no proper introduction. I'm supposed to go last, but you know, my bad. For all you English majors out there, he was supposed to say his name last. Man, let me leave folks alone. Listen, let me say this to you: is that we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do, and we got to get started. You know what I'm saying? And the best thing to do is like that song just said, keep your focus on Him, never them. If you do that, you won't find yourself running into distractions and falling into the pit holes of hell and getting stuck. You won't fall into the traps that the enemy has set for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're staying focused on Him. See, one thing about it is that you got to always remember that Satan was there when God made the blueprint to your life. He was right there. So he knows everything about you. And he knows where to set the traps and the snares and everything. See, the others won't tell you that, but I'm telling you that. When he got tossed to hell, Eve was the one to talk to him. He was already here. So all I'm saying to you is that the devil has no power over you. Stop giving it to him. But in order for you to know that, you got to get to know the man that created you. You got to get to know the man Jesus. You understand? You say, how you call him a man? Because he came here in the flesh. And he sent his Holy Spirit back to you. So it's time for you to get to know about that. It's time for you to get to know who you are and whose you are. You need to start spending some time studying and understanding, gaining knowledge, and in all of that gaining and getting, get an understanding.
Understanding. Amen.
Stop just going off on what somebody say. If you listen to Dr. Kim, Dr. Kim will always tell you what to go look up.
That's right.
Give your resources of your facts. These are not opinions. Pick up the word of God and you will hear the facts. You don't believe it because you want to serve false idol gods. Woe unto you. I pray that you will turn away from that evil, wicked living and get to know God. All right, Pastor Jackson, come on with your final comment, sir.
You know, Pastor, you have three men here that has a patch. that has a testimony. And you have three men here that don't mind telling their testimony if it's going to help someone from going down the dark road. We've all seen them falling short of God's glory. So the thing about it is, no matter what people say, no matter what people think, no matter how people feel, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. Because what man feel that they can't use, God said, I will use it for my glory. So let God use you for your for his glory. And look the enemy straight in the face and say, you don't know me, but you're about to find out who my father is. I love you all. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Pastor Joseph, on you, sir.
Amen, hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. I've just been enjoying myself. Just encouraging people just how to know God, and it's so personal. And that's the great thing about it. You know, Jesus, he came for each one of us, billions of people, that we can know him and, like you were saying, understand, you know, and all wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all our getting, get an understanding. And I also say how good understanding give us favor. And so that get to knowing God, and I believe just to know that he loves us now. And it's so amazing, because once you because we got to know he loves you, you got to know he loves himself from you. And he loves us so much we're going to spend eternity with him. And it's just so personal. That's why that scripture earlier really stood out to me. If a man knows not how to rule his own house, you know, his body, his home, this and this thing, metaphor is, you know, I think it's kind of like a metaphor, but his own house also, how could he take care of the church of God, you know, the body? So it's that personal relationship. You know, it's some things that we have to, you know, take authority over and just know God loves us. And he says his people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. And just knowing the word, you know, not to be boastful or things like that. But the biggest thing I see also is what's keeping us from God. You know, we want to know God. We want to ascribe to God. It's in us. It's, you know, it's instilled in us. But it comes those things that keep us from God. It be those some things that show up in our life. So that's why we thank God for the body, thank God for the night. I tell you, it's been like a revival the last 2 months just on the prayer line. I thank God for the radio station in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, sir. Glory.
God bless you. God gets all the glory, man. God is doing a mighty work. And he's working through us, and I thank God for calling us and choosing us to do the work that we're doing with no compromise, not watering it down, and not looking for a dollar to get it done. And if it's not paying something, we don't show up. So there's a lot of things that need to be changed. There's a lot of things that you need to know about God and about the Word of God before you choose to talk about you want to be a servant of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? To be a pastor, a preacher, a teacher. You got to make sure that God has called you and stop taking the appointing of man and you hadn't been called to do the work to that job. You got to, we all are asked to be disciples. He made all of us disciples, but it's up to you. You have to choose that you want to do that job. He don't force you to do nothing.
Amen.
He's never forced you to do anything. But he put it in front of you so you can make the right decision. He shows you how much he loves you so you can make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? He shows you how much he'll be there for you so you can make the right decision. He shows you how much he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory to make the right decision. He lets you know, listen, I own cattle on 1,000 hills. You know what I'm saying? So you can make the right decision. He said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. So you can make the right decision. Guess what the right decision is? Him.
Amen.
You know, I could say this to you, that God uses who he wants to use to do the work that he wants him to do. He gives everybody an assignment, but he gives the assignment based on who you are, because he knows you. He gives you the assignment based on the love that you have for him in your heart. And the zeal that you have for him. And the thing about it is, you know, no matter where you were in your life when God came and got you, aren't you just thankful that he chose you?
Ooh, that he came and got me. Jesus. Praise God.
Because he came
Hallelujah.
And got you. He came. Mm. Listen, let me rephrase this so you won't feel like I'm stepping out of line, getting out of my lane. He came and got me.
Amen.
I know where I was when he came and got me. I was yet still in my sin. And he chose
Pull up
me.
From the flow up.
Trying to look all sharp, but tore up from the flow up. Trying to put a facade up to hide it from you, but wasn't hiding it from him.
Amen.
There's no way that you can hide from someone who's everywhere at the same time with all power in his hand. So, and it's something, Pastor, because you're absolutely right. A lot of people have accepted, say that they accepted that charge. And guess what? They don't really understand what the charge is.
All the consequences.
And there are consequences to your actions. Your sins have been forgiven and forgotten. But you still got to stand before him and answer for it. So get it right. Or you be like that cartoon, you know what I'm saying? That cartoon when they stand there and the elevator goes straight down real fast.
Ooh, hellbound.
And here's the funny part. When I say the elevator go down real fast, because we going to be being lifted up. You're going to feel like you're going
Come
down.
Hellbound.
You thought I didn't know that. You thought I didn't know that we walking on hell right now?
Right now.
See, I'm going to reside in the new kingdom.
Amen.
The new earth.
The new earth.
You know, I speak that over my life, over my brothers and sisters' life.
In Jesus' name, I believe it and receive it.
Because remember, Satan was tossed here. Here. He wasn't tossed under here. He was tossed here. Hell is under the new earth. Where is hell? Under the new earth. Where's the new earth? It ain't even came down yet.
See there?
Study. Lord, have mercy. Show yourself approved unto God, please. Please. So you'll have a full understanding that your fear for the Lord God Almighty should scare the hell out of you.
Ooh. Amen.
So we pray that something was said tonight that penetrated your soul, that touched your hearts, that caused some chains to be broken in your lives, in your family members' lives, something you could talk about and pray about. Wherever you are in this world, we're here to continuously break chains in your life. We're here to continuously have chains broken in our
life. Amen. Preach. Ain't that the truth? Still not perfect, but still pressing.
Pressing forward to be cleaned every day. Asking for a renewal every day.
Every day.
Clean me up, Lord. Every day.
Every day. All that falls short.
I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me, too. We in this together. One Lord, one church, one baptism.
My Lord, glory.
We in this together. We are one as the body of Christ with many members. Get to know who you are and who you belong to, my
Amen.
Brothers and my sisters.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree for tonight is Mr. Robert Hayden. Mr. Robert Hayden used his poetry to pay tribute to historic greats such as Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, and Malcolm X. His signature poem, Runagate, Runagate, memorializes Harriet Tubman and the slaves who risked their lives for freedom. Hayden appreciated both African history and Western history, and many critics recognized him as the technically gifted poet who explored the relationship between race and culture. Our Black History honoree tonight, Mr. Robert Hayden. Thank you, Mr. Hayden, for using your intelligence and your gifts to open doors for Black people. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to exercise and stretch every morning, every evening. Do you some exercises to get your heart rate up and stretch your bones, man. You know what I'm saying? You're getting older. You're going to get older. Arthritis can set in. Stiff joints can set in. Let's exercise. Let's take care of our stiff bodies and make them loose so we can move around and be healthy. All right? Make sure that you drink 64 ounces of water a day. That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water in each glass. Or you can grab 4 bottles of 16-ounce bottles of water and drink them, or find you a way to put 64 ounces of water in your body. That's the minimum that you should do on a daily basis. Make sure that you eat all your vegetables. Eat vegetables and fruit on a daily basis. Cut back meat out of your diet at least once a week. Don't eat no meat at least one day out of the week. Cut down on all the fried foods and stop eating all the junk foods and all the sweets. Take better care of your teeth. And because we all got some needs of choppers. But I tell you, choppers get old too.
So, ooh, boy, I'm going through it with them choppers.
Let's make sure that we take care of ourselves, man. So we need to be healthy physically, mentally, and most importantly, let's get spiritually healthy by studying the word of God to show thyself approved unto him. And guess what? To making sure that you are rightly, listen, you need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. That's the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? Get into the word. Pray without ceasing. God says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it what? It availeth much. So let's make sure that we get our spiritual health up and let's take better care of ourselves. All right, brothers and sisters, don't forget tomorrow night, Pastor Kemp will be on. Dr. Kemp will be here with History Talk, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We continuously pray for his brother, Samuel Kemp, who's doing better, who's in the room now, out of ICU, off the breathing machine. He's improving. So let's continue to keep him in prayer and Dr. Kemp's family. We pray for you and your families out there that are going through things, that have lost loved ones, that have ones that are sick and shed in. We lift up prayers for you right now in the name of Jesus. If you could just call out their name right now, wherever you are, we call healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus on that name you just called out. Oh, yeah, we stand in agreement for that. We ask for blessings over our families and over our ministries, and we continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. All right, Pastor Joseph, can you pray us out tonight, sir, please?
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I love this radio station. I feel so much in power. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth that we get on this radio station. God, we thank you that it's continuing to set us free as we continue in this great truth, Father God. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you that you say that he that knows to do good and don't do it, it is a sin. God, forgive us for all our sins. Those that are listening, God, clean and white as snow, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, you said in your word for us to be wise now, O kings, and be instructed judges of the earth. Father God, who are men that you are mindful mindful of us and the Son of Man that you visit us. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we continue to come against those workers of iniquity in the name of Jesus, those evildoers that try to come against the ministry. Father God, we continue to ban them forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, God, help us in the name of Jesus to rule our houses, God, that we may take care of the church of God, the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the women's, hallelujah, God. Keep them from being foolish, God. Keep them from that Jezebel spirit. In the name of Jesus, that Jezebel mindset. They may be listening to Jezebel clothes. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. And we thank you that we delight ourselves in you today, Father. The Father, the Son, whom he delighteth in. Oh, God, it's a privilege that you delight in us. In Jesus' name, we bless you forever. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Call them spirits out,
Pal. Call them spirits out. Amen, Pastor.
My Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Man, that was awesome.
Yes. Yes, yes. Hey, man, we thank you for turning us on tonight. I want you to remember something. You know what I'm saying? We on a special assignment every night, man, to come on and give God glory, all the honor, all the praise. It's not about us. Yeah. It's about him.
Amen.
It's about Jesus being lifted up so all men can be drawn unto him. That's the purpose. So make sure that you tune in every night and check us out. We'll see you tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Remember something, y'all. One Lord, one church, one baptism. We are one. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Pastor Jackson, Pastor Joseph, love you, brothers. Let's groove to this
love
tune y'all. Right here. Be blessed out there. Groove with us.
I love you both.
Jesus.
God bless
we
you,
out.
Man of God.
Love you too. Love you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.